But remember, people in the chat room, don't go anywhere because we are still with you for the next half hour.
Okay, you ready to start?
Yes,
this
ma'am.
Next one? Here we go. I'm going to just pop my eardrums out.
Why do I feel like I'm in a ecstasy club from 1998?
I need my crystal meth and my beans.
Well, you can probably go next door and find that.
Right. Here's my favorite part in Julian's. The maracas. That's my Latino in my song. Shaking this maraca.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. I am Julian.
This is Ricky. Thank you for downloading episode 264. Today is Sunday, February 21st.
2010.
So this is a continuation. We're in the live chat room still, and we still have plenty of people in the room. We'd like to have more, but we're not complaining.
It seems like we've lost quite a few people in the last 10 minutes here.
Kind of sucks.
Maybe we're getting boring.
Andrea, why is iTunes being retarded? Let us know. Is it something have to do with our show or something?
Oh, I know why they left.
Why?
Because Joe and Dallas showed up.
Probably so. Wow.
Well, apparently he got out of jail from where,
from
where he called last time.
And we didn't even pick him up, so that's kind of weird. Well, I don't know if he's heard that show
Well,
yet.
I'm not putting out for bail.
Right.
Bitch, you better call Dog the Bounty Hunter.
You better call 1-800-AXE-GARY.
Call Taz. All right.
All right, so let me mark this off the list because we already talked about it. I was going to go talk about the P.O. Box. On Thursday or Friday, you know, I work at Publix and people call constantly for our address so they can send their shares to us so we can sell them.
Right.
Because Publix hasn't gotten with the times, we actually still have certificates. But a couple times, I actually gave out the Foul Monkeys post office box instead of Publix's.
Are you serious?
Box. Yes. And I didn't catch myself until after they closed, after they hung
up.
Oh,
my God.
So now we're going to have public
We're
mail.
Getting public stock in our Foul Monkeys P.O. box.
Oh, my God. But
okay,
I corrected the issue.
You got to kind of find a happy medium there. You need to do it enough where we can make money, a lot of money, before you get fired for doing
it. No, I'm not doing that.
Because
if anything comes to our post office box, it's going straight to work.
Because only you'd go to jail.
Yeah, and I'd lose my job.
Well, that's a moot point if you're in jail.
So I called I called them back and let them know, oh, I gave you the wrong post office box.
Oh.
I said, I gave you my personal post office box.
My God.
I know. I felt like a dumbass.
But if you want to see in dirty pictures of yourself, send it to that one.
Which reminds me of the person that I work with.
The pregnant bitch?
The pregnant bitch. Well, the girl. The pregnant girl. This week, asked me probably one of the dumbest questions anyone has ever asked me in my entire life. And don't make a smart-ass comment. I already see it in your face.
Now, I was trying to find a funny comment, but I wasn't going to say smart-ass, and it wasn't going to be against you.
Oh, thank you. Then say it.
Well, you,
did I ruin
you
it?
Interrupted my train of thought, yeah.
Oh.
I was going to come up with something clever, but you just...
Yes, rub my shoulders, preggers lady. Can you burp me?
No.
She wants me to go over there and beat on her back so she can burp.
That's right up there with, could you pop this zit on my back?
Right. No. I'd rather pop a pimple on someone's back than burp a pregnant woman. Okay? But seriously, she asked me this week, is South Carolina in the same time zone as us?
No, because time zones run east and west.
You mean north and south?
No.
Oh,
I mean east and west.
Oh, I thought you were trying to be a smart ass.
I am.
Oh. They do run east to west.
Not the zone itself. The zones run north and south.
Yeah, but if you go across this way. Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, that wasn't funny. I'm sorry. Was that funny to people in the room?
It might have been funny to people that actually got it.
But yeah, she actually told me that because one day she decided that she was going to call a stockholder that lived in Arizona at 8 o'clock in the morning, Florida time. But you know, the person picked up. It's like, oh, I was already awake, and no problem.
Fuck that.
I know, right? They were retired. They said, who the fuck gets up at
old people
6 or 5 in the morning?
Old people. They go to bed at 6 o'clock at night and wake up at 4 in the morning.
It's ridiculous.
If you want to change your name in the chat room, it's /Nick, and then your name.
Tara said, I got it.
Thank you, Tara. That's why Tara is Team Julian. And that's #, Team Julian.
Right. So, yeah. And I have to deal with this person a lot. She's what, nice. I don't want to say she's a nice person. It's
so
just,
does she talk your ear off all day long?
All day long.
Does she not have work to do? Or
she has work to do, and she does it. But she is one of those people. And I'm one of these people that can talk and do work at the same time. But I like to do my work and not talk most of the time. But she likes to constantly talk and let me know about her baby, that it's moving, that she can feel the heel of its foot in her belly. Whatever. That's fine. I don't want to know. So.
What? Hot Tub is now the filler in a Ricky and Julian sandwich. Hey.
Julian always likes to be the center.
Oh, you bitch. There will never be any sandwich that has Ricky and Julian
in it.
As
a touching.
As two of the parts.
Yeah. No. That's like on the plate, and you have somebody that doesn't like their food to touch, and if they do, it just completely disgusts them. That's me and Julian, because that would never happen unless we were trying to pick up two hot guys and we had to kiss or something to do it.
Well,
and we'd have to be really drunk, and we probably wouldn't remember it because we're both on Xanax.
A new friend of mine asked me the other day, I was complaining about being sore from working on my car.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, why don't you get your roommate to make himself useful and massage you? I'm like, no.
That's awkward.
That is awkward.
I would rather buy you a massage than actually give it to you myself.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to give a shout out to somebody that's, I don't know if I should say their name, going through a little of a hard time right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you ams. Just want to say we've been thinking about you. Hope things are going well for you. If you ever need to call, talk, let us know.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, we have to speak in code for some people because
it's okay.
Who's Mac Lover? Hey, Mac Lover.
That is said friend I was just talking about. The one I had dinner with Friday.
Oh, okay. Hey, Mac Lover, if you have anyone that's around 27 to 35 and has a job and a car and a house and they're really nice and they're not a big douchebag, could you please send me an email of some people that you know? Thanks. This is also not only the Foul Monkeys Live line, this is the Find Ricky a Good Man line. So, no, Lala Lauren, don't go. Remember, you're going to get motorboated. I will hold you down and motorboat
her
ass.
Her breasts are leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will hold you down.
And Adam, I see you put new friend in quotation marks, but as of right now, all we've done is talked
and went to dinner.
Went to dinner and
one of my favorite restaurants, which I had no idea that was a chain. I had no idea that was a chain restaurant.
Yeah.
I've never. Because I've never seen one before, other than here.
Oh, yeah. And another... And another thing that Ricky...
They don't have to be Latino.
But he'd just like it to be.
Latino, yes. That's fine. But just as long as they have everything that I require. Hopefully.
You mean...
she said she'll mace my ass.
You mean breathing and a penis.
Yeah. Lala Lauren, you know I love you, and I can't wait to get up there. And if I so happen to land on top of your boobies and my tongue or something motorboats you, hopefully someone else will have a camera.
God damn.
We love you, and I can't wait to see you. It's almost like a week and a half. I'm so excited.
I know.
Everyone, I'm going to Chicago.
I did not realize that it was that close already.
I know CeCe's is a chain. I wasn't talking about CeCe's. Oh, they're saying that you went to CeCe's for dinner.
I did not go to CeCe's for dinner. We went to a place called Cheddar's.
my lips and my tongue.
And
ooh,
had,
Lala Lauren, our lips are so close.
And had some awesome onion rings.
Mm-hmm, they're good.
Yes.
Everyone, how about an Italian bear type? Yeah, I'll do. That's fine. Damn, what was I talking about right before?
I don't know. You've been so, in the last five minutes, you have been so all over the place, I can't keep up with what the fuck you're talking about, honestly.
If anybody can remind me what I was saying, because I felt that it was probably important. Oh, Chicago. I'm going to Chicago for my birthday. Damn. I know Jillian's tired of hearing this, but I want to get as many people as I can to see up there. So I'm having a meet and greet, thanks to Lala Lauren.
And then after the meet and greet, he'll have a meet and greet. That's M-E-A-T.
Oh, Andrea is a hostess at a
Cheddar's.
At a Cheddar's.
Oh, cool.
Can you send us some coupons or tell us how to get some free food?
Yeah, like how do you bitch just right to get like a free gift card?
Right.
I found a cockroach in my onion ring, y'all.
I found a cock ring in my onion rings. Y'all.
Oh my god. They seated us at Cheddar's. They seated us in like the far back corner of the Rosa Parks section. And when we got up to leave, we realized we were the only white people in the entire section. Everybody else was either Hindu, black, or
Hispanic. Is Hindu a race or is that a religion?
I don't know. But they were
having Indian or
Indian
Middle
yeah.
Eastern.
They were like dot Indian, not Indian. Yeah.
Oh, that's so bad. I will be having a listener meet and greet in Chicago March 5th from 7 to 9 at Hamburger Mary's. Be there, be square.
So this,
afterwards, we're going clubbing or dancing or whatever.
How long do I have to take care of Finbar?
Only 3.5 days.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Maybe I won't have to take him down the Shanghai Express by then.
Hopefully not. Although I've threatened lately, but he's been really fucking cute.
Well,
this morning he chased Nos off my chest to get on my chest. Don't stop it. I'm not like a furry or into animals. Whatever. Asshole.
I can't help it.
Speaking of Julian going to his dinner,
yes.
I had asked him a question before he went.
Ricky did. He's like, well, you know, you've been talking to this guy. Well, what if you show up and he's like in a wheelchair or doesn't have any legs? I'm like, well,
or his arm's missing.
I'll say, well, you had two legs in your picture.
But then I was like, it's probably an AOL picture from like 10 years ago.
No, he actually was better looking in person than
that's good.
His picture.
That's always better.
That is good.
I've been on a few dates where that's happened, and I've been on a few dates where that has not happened, where I probably should have just left, but I'm too nice of a person not to do that.
And by that, you meant you were horny?
No. That does not happen.
Ricky.
It does not happen with people I don't get along, like that I don't see myself with.
Ricky.
It doesn't happen often when it's with people.
Thank you.
Hey, Ashley in Illinois, are you going to come see me? I want to see you. I hope you can make it up to Chicago.
Well, she might not be near Chicago.
Well, I think she said last time that she was only a few hours away. Believe me, it'll be
A few hours is a damn long...
It'll be worth the drive. Hey, Holly said she might drive from Minnesota.
No.
It's like 6 hours.
Wow.
I know, right?
Alex said last night he met a guy on Grindr who was 32 and was actually 41. I have seen pictures of guys online where they said, like, I'm 32. I'm like, bitch, if you're 32,
I'm
12.
17.
I'm 12, yeah. Because you're 65 if you're a day. No. I don't know who they're fooling, but...
Ashley, I think we already have you on the map, but you can go ahead. Send us an email, please, so we'll remember.
Stevie B advised me not to go to guys with iPhones today. It must be another chocolate day.
You're going, huh? I have it written down here. I hate when ugly people look at me, but I can't remember what our conversation was.
I don't remember what...
That's what you said.
What? I hate when ugly people look at me?
Yeah.
Damn it.
What were we talking about?
Hell if I know.
I know we're referring to people. I don't know.
Oh. I was talking with somebody on Bear 411, and I got a message from.
Oh, the like, really old guy.
Old, hideous guy. And I'm like, delete. And Ricky's like, I saw that. I'm like, I hate it when ugly people look at me. Like, no.
I want to give a couple shout-outs to people who gave us their names and where they live. We have Walt in New York, Albany, which he sent me an email, which was...
Walt sent you an
awesome.
Email?
Awesome. Yeah, he sent me an email to tell us where he was. So he said, I want to be on your sweet ass, but if I can't be, I want to be on your map, Albany, New York. So I responded back to him, I will never deny you my sweet ample ass. It will always be yours, no matter how many times Gerard Butler butt rapes it.
Yeah. If you've got a dollar and 5 minutes, you can have Ricky's sweet ass.
How dare you? And he goes, that's the most romantic thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Of course it is.
I love Walt. He's so funny. I miss him. He usually comes down in September, so we'll see him.
Didn't we have a voicemail from Joe in Dallas?
Yeah, we have several voicemails left. So okay. I just want to finish these shout-outs. Kevin from Fort Lauderdale, thank you for letting us know.
And we'd also like to thank Gravitas for our...
Yes.
Care package, our Valentine's care package.
Which was awesome, which we were kind of nervous because we said that we really don't like to have items that are made
by
that aren't packaged.
Somebody.
If it's not made by Keebler or whatever, we probably wouldn't eat it. But I'm sorry, those cookies looked real fucking good.
So Ricky tried one.
And then didn't die.
And didn't die, so I ate one. And then Gravita said, oh my God, those cookies were for Finbar. Thanks, we ate dog cookies. Nah.
Also, I want to thank Big Fatty because we finally got his Christmas card and his,
at the
and
end,
his calendar.
At the end of February.
I don't know how long it's been sitting in the P.O. box.
Well,
though,
apparently,
so.
When you're an international internet celebrity mm-hmm. like Big Fatty.
Right. You can be late for anything.
It takes you a while to get out all the Christmas cards.
Right. He's just that gassy that he can't do anything.
Yeah.
So... Thank you, Big Fatty. We love you, and we hope to see you during Gay Days. Gravitas, you should come down. Everyone that is in that area should come down.
I'm sure Big Fatty will make it for Gay Days again.
What's my favorite thing in the package that Gravitas sent us?
Oh, my God. The car air fresheners.
Of the Virgin Mary.
I thought it was Jesus.
Oh, is it Jesus or
I
the Virgin
it was
Mary?
Jesus.
It's a Latin Virgin Mary or something. You know, like those candles they sell in the store?
Yeah, I thought it was Jesus.
It might be Jesus, but I love that so hard. It's not even funny. All right, let's see here. We do have an email from Tim, Taste Like Burning Podcast. Make sure you check them out.
Uh-huh.
He said, hey, Ricky. Hey, Julian. So, Ricky, 15 pounds, huh? That's really great. Congratulations. But also, how dare you? Keep up the great work. Julian, I know you had some P.F. Chang's burpees while you were shopping, but save Ricky's nose and hit the Beano before you eat. Have a good weekend.
Sometimes you can't help it.
That was awful. I still can't get over that smell. I think it was in my clothes. Seriously.
I did not belch that bad that it got caught up
Dude,
in your clothes.
It was like 5 feet away, and I could smell that shit. Ugh. Aww. Well, if Big Fatty would take the doingers out of his mouth, his cards would probably be mailed on time.
Oh, speaking of that,
what?
You showed me a picture the other day of Big Fatty sucking off a porno star.
Yeah, how the fuck?
I had nightmares about that for like 3 days.
What was the nightmare part?
Big Fatty.
Oh.
Sucking off a porn star.
Big Fatty would ever
okay.
be able to suck
off
a
porn star. Take pictures of it and put it out on Twitter.
Right. Actually, the porn star posted the picture.
Really?
Yeah. Michael Brandon.
Well, I don't know what's worse. That I think... The porn star has more of a chance of getting something from Big Fatty than Big Fatty does from getting something from the porn star.
Because I did not say that, Big
Fatty. I have a feeling that more things have been in his mouth than that penis has been into.
I did not say that, Big Fatty. Don't hate on me.
I still love you, Big Fatty. I'm just saying.
We should probably go to the phone call because the uncomfortableness in this room is getting kind of thick. Did I make up that word?
Yes.
Uncomfortableness?
Yes, you did.
I can't even say it. I fucked it up so much. So how about the nightmares Michael Brandon has had?
Right.
Poor thing. All right, here we go.
Hi, y'all. This is Joe in Dallas. Just calling because, well, as much as I would rather epilating my ball sack with just the idea of agreeing with Juliana Margulies, I have to agree with him that, Ricky, you have on more than one occasion admitted and announced that you don't do the Asians. So, and I don't know where in your mind you might have had that moment of clarity where you backpedaled and said, oh, but I would do this one or that one. That never actually came out of your mouth during one of the episodes. It was pretty much a flat out, I don't do the Asians. So, yeah, Julian was right. Put this down in your calendar, Julian. I agreed with you. Y'all have a good day.
Well, thank you, Joe in Dallas. And thank you, Joe in Dallas, for saying that I'm right. Because I am.
He sounds really cute. He has a cute voice.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try to make it to Austin so I can meet all that whole crew, too.
Yeah, there's a big
big
group out there, and that would be fun to hang out with.
We should go out there together. We should try to get some tickets to go out there together.
That could be a possibility. But who would take care of our herd?
We'd find somebody. fuck.
Cumball?
Oh, no. Really? Are we going to go there today?
No.
I didn't think so. Ashley says, hi, baby. Stick a pin in Edwardsville, Illinois. I guess we can say where these people are from. It's by St. Louis, if that helps. Love you guys so very much. Kisses.
Well, kisses.
Thank you. I thought we had her, but I didn't have her on this list, but thank you. Oh, and I want to say hey to Jerry from Pittsburgh from the Bend Over and Take It podcast. He emailed us and said that he's starting to become a really good fan.
Well, excellent.
So, there we go. Let's do another phone call. You ready?
Yes.
This one's going to make me come in my britches.
Okay, it's either Gavin, German Bear, or Drummer Sticks.
And
no?
No.
Damon?
No.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, Joe in Dallas is going to Key West this week in Miami. That'd be cool. We could drive down there.
When did they start letting... Never mind.
Oh. Well, you know, they work in them big houses.
Womp, womp.
Yikes.
Hey, guys. It's Greg from Australia, or Buzz36 on Twitter. I just thought I'd give you a call. I know I owed you a call from a while ago. I said I'd call back again, but I didn't. Just been busy, I guess, but I still listen to all the shows. Ricky, I've just sent you an email with a little treat in it. And Julian, well, you'll just have to get Ricky to share because I don't have your email. Now, anyway, loving the show. I hope to be able to join the live chat room on Pride 48 1 week soon. But timing-wise, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning here on a Monday, and I have to be at work very early all this week. So I'll catch it another time. Anyway, loving the show, guys, and keep it up. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you.
He told on himself because...
Yeah, he sure did.
That's who sent us the pictures.
Yeah,
but,
he sent us dirty pictures.
Answering a few questions, Joe's going on a cruise, so he won't be down there. So.
Okay.
Speaking of Drummer Sticks, where is he today? We don't know where he is.
I have not heard from him since...
he showed us a picture Friday. Of his shaved face, which is still cute.
Friday was the last time I talked to him.
Yeah, me too. And was there anything that we missed?
I don't believe right.
so. So he called back again. Oh, can everyone hear the plane going over us?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's Greg from Australia again. I forgot one thing. I actually have a topic for you guys to talk about, sort of like a quiz for yourselves. Apart from the usual cliches of Australia, like shrimps on the barbie and dingoes eating babies and large knives from Crocodile
Dundee
movies and such, name each of you five things you know about Australia. Okay. Catch you later. Bye.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was a test.
Aborigines, the Sydney Opera House,
mm-hmm.
that big rock thing that's out in the middle of nowhere. I forget what it's called. Steve, what's his name that got killed by the...
Steve Irwin.
Stingray. One more. Damn it. And it was started as a penal colony.
Oh, damn, that's what I was going to say.
How much do we love
I know,
penal colonies?
I know it was originally... They were originally governed
by Arnold Schwarzenegger? They were governed
by England, but I know they're not under that anymore.
Not for a couple days, anyway.
Yeah. I know that Sydney is not the capital, but I think it's Canberra. Is that how you say it? I know that's the capital. Let's see, Australia. I know that the food they serve at Outback restaurants here, they don't serve in Australia.
Uh-huh.
From what I hear that Australians are really racist. And I know at one point in Australia, this is my fifth one, that they tried to eliminate the Aborigines, and they have a whole generation of where the Aborigines were like kind of bred with white people to try to get rid of them. It's called like the missing generation or something like that. I saw it on some history channel.
And on another note, the state of Georgia was also started as a penal colony.
Mm. Our state?
Yes.
Really?
Really.
Well, look who lives there.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
What is there to do in Key West? Fucking everything. Everything to do in Key West.
It's Key West is fun.
It's the party.
I've only been there once, but it's a lot of fun.
When I was there, it was awesome. They had... there's drag queens like everywhere. You can go... They're like gay friendly. They're awesome. You just go there and have fun.
Yeah.
It's hard to say because they have so much stuff to do there. You really probably shouldn't go there during hurricane season, which I guess that's...
Well,
over with.
Just
so.
Don't go there, I mean, when there's a hurricane on the way.
Right. So, thank you, Greg, for calling us. Your voice makes me just wet.
All a Twitter?
Ugh. So sexy. Is Mac Lover still in the room? No,
no.
He's gone. I was going to say, if they're Australian, that would be cool, too. And I hope we named enough facts. I'm not for sure. Excuse me.
Oh, about Australia?
If there's any more. I know that rock. It's the Indian rock.
Ayers rock.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because apparently that's where Bill Ayers is from.
Oh.
It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is.
Do we have any more phone calls?
I don't know.
Let's see here. Da-da. Make sure you check the blog. We're going to post the pictures of us at lunch and all that good stuff. I think a lot of people have already seen it on Twitter, but we'll post it on the blog so people can see that too.
Okay.
Let's see. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
That's all I can think of.
I don't have anything on my list. Oh, just also a reminder that if you go to the website and look at where it says, if you scroll down, where it says add Foul Monkeys to your iPod Touch, iPhone, or iPad when it's coming. Follow those directions, and you can actually add a link to your iPhone. So you just click it, and it goes straight to our website.
Absolutely.
Somebody emailed us and said that they already have that, and yeah. I don't remember who that was.
And before,
oh, no, it was on Facebook, Pat.
And before
in Colorado,
he gets there, Ricky will be in Chicago.
Woo!
At Hamburger Mary's.
From 7 to 9 on March 5th.
For a,
and I'm also so excited to see Alice in Wonderland. I am so fucking excited. Oh.
You're so fucking
excited.
Excited?
Excited to see it.
Lucy, I'm excited.
Cannot wait to
and
see
that. And you
got
movie. Some splaining to do.
All right, give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0333. 377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And you can send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802, like Joe and Gravitas and Big Fatty, and just send us stuff.
Follow our fan page on Facebook, the Foul Monkeys fan page. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple, M-A-R-P-L-E.
And you can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/RickyBurton. And you can also follow me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys or Ricky Burton, which one ever. If you follow Foul Monkeys, you probably should add Ricky Burton, because I use that at times when I don't want everyone to know my business. When I say everyone, I mean work, other friends that aren't on Twitter, stuff like that.
Your shit takes way too long to explain. You realize that, right?
I don't give a shit. It's my show.
Okay. One of my tacos is in your bag.
I know, we're going home to eat.
I'm just saying.
Did Julian just go all radio voice?
Yes, he did.
Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. I'm not very good at that.
No, you're not.
Not a very good actor either. If one of you people want to like set up a scene for us to try to do voices on or a skit, do that. We'd like to try it.
Okay.
But we're not good at it, so... Okay. But it would be fun for laughs. So, all right, people, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Thank you for downloading episode 264. Have a great week.
Peace.
Bye.